Residents will get an opportunity to sound off on a new plan to temporarily move homeless people to Sand Island. The city will hold a community meeting tonight to discuss the proposal, one of several aimed at dealing with Hawaii's growing homeless problem. A dusty vacant lot about 5 miles from downtown Honolulu. That's where city officials are hoping to create a temporary homeless site. They're calling it the Sand Island Housing First Transition Center. Amber Shin is the managing director for the city and county of Honolulu. She says the proposal is designed to help transition the chronically homeless and prepare them for more permanent shelter using the state's Housing First plan.
It is not intended to be a permanent solution to our homelessness, and we're hoping that until our permanent solution in Housing First gets off the ground, this is a stopgap measure that will allow us to transition the homeless people into and prepare them for permanent housing, and that's what our goal is.
Shin says the site will have a large canopy, but homeless persons will need to provide their own tents. The plan also includes public restrooms and showers, locked storage areas, and 24/7 security. But some people are skeptical of the city's plans. Catherine Gion is the executive director of the Pacific Alliance to Stop Slavery. She calls the city's Sand Island proposal a quick fix that doesn't address the root of the problem.
This is not an adequate facility for anybody. We feel it's completely unethical and it's not getting us anywhere. It's not solving anything.
Gion says the dry, hot conditions are only made worse by the lack of shade on the Sand Island lot. The industrial area was formerly the site of an internment camp for Japanese Americans during World War II. It currently sits alongside a former landfill and a wastewater treatment plant.
It's one road going in and out, and like I said, it's an isolated island. Very dangerous, especially for single women, to ride their bike or walk along this road that leads back to Honolulu. And the closest store is miles away. And there's no convenience store, there's no grocery store. The houseless people use ice in coolers to refrigerate their food, obviously. There's nothing like that resource here on Sand Island. So I don't know how they're going to make it work.
Peter Hirai is the deputy director of the city's Department of Emergency Management. He says the Sand Island location was chosen after a lengthy study of 25 options across Oahu. He hopes the public meeting will give neighboring businesses and residents the opportunity to share feedback.
So what we're hoping is to just sit down with all the stakeholders, alleviate some of their concerns, answer some of their questions. I think mainly it's just a lack of information that's concerning people at this time.
But Hirai says the city still needs approval from the state's Board of Land and Natural Resources, who plan to take up the issue on Friday. Molly Solomon for HPR News.